In 2002, the Help America Vote Act was passed by the U.S. Congress to make sweeping reforms to the nation's voting process, addressing improvements in voting systems and voter access. The passage of this legislation helped to focus attention on the need for accessible voting machines for people with disabilities. Up to this point, as we know, when we, as people who are blind and low vision, went to vote, we needed another person's assistance to fill out our ballots. This involved our trusting that they would comply with our wishes. All this denied our right to privacy and independence. Members of the Bay State Council of the Blind, along with others, were able to test out different accessible voting machines. And in 2004, the AutoMark machine became available in all voting sites in Massachusetts. This machine has allowed voters, not only who are blind, have low vision, but also other physical disabilities, to be able to privately, independently, and verifiably fill out our own ballots. Fast forwarding to 2020, when many of us did not feel safe going to the polls to vote due to the pandemic, absentee ballots became the way for people to vote from home. This method was not accessible to voters who were blind, once again, relying on another person's assistance to fill out our ballots. Here in Massachusetts, through strong advocacy from our community, along with collaboration with the Disability Law Center, we were able to get an accessible vote-by-mail system in place. A voter who is blind, has low vision, or another disability can now receive, fill out, and submit their own ballot through the use of a computer or smart device. All of these successes have been the result of decades-long and tireless advocacy on the part of the blindness community, with the Bay State Council of the Blind and American Council of the Blind at the forefront of it all.